Pat, thanks very much for joining us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks, Aaron.
And we're talking about the upcoming Crop Walk, which is this upcoming Sunday, October 7th. It's going to be taking place at Knoxville High School. Pat, talk a little bit about Crop Walk, what it is and what it benefits.
Well, you're right, Aaron. The walk starts at 1 o'clock this Sunday, October 7th. It's a walk that we've done for many, many years in the community, and it helps fight hunger around the world and here in Knoxville. 35% of our funds go to Church World Service, which does hunger relief and development projects around the world, and 25% stays here in Knoxville to help Helping Hands in its ministry to our neighbors in need.
Talk a little bit more about both of those beneficiaries. I know that Church World Services, people might not know what they do, and obviously Helping Hands continues to need a lot of support here in Knoxville.
Yeah. Well, Church World Service is an international relief agency, and they also do a lot of development work. They work in, I think, around 100 countries. I'm not quite sure on that. But they not only meet people's immediate needs to fight hunger and malnutrition, but also they're trying to fight the root causes of those things. So they're teaching people how to grow their own crops, how to get better water, all the essentials for life. And those things tie into education and bigger quality of life issues. 923 million people in this world are undernourished, and that can just, you know, obviously lead to death, among other things, just quality of life issues, the ability of a young person to focus in the classroom and get educated, to get the education that they need to rise out of poverty. So Church World Service is working on that on an international level. A lot of us look at the news and feel like, well, we can't do anything. Those people are way over there. And I think 93% of all the hungry people in the world are in Asia or Sub-Saharan Africa. What can we do to help them? Well, this is a very simple thing, to walk 3 miles, even 1 mile on a local level on a hopefully beautiful Sunday here in Knoxville. Likewise, Helping Hands. I'm a volunteer at Helping Hands. I help twice a month at their food day. We prepare food bags for 420 people. That number just has not been going down. It at best still holds steady, but I think it's up considerably since last year, the amount of bags of the food that we prepare. People of all walks of life, people recently have lost their jobs, or people who have been out of work or hungry for a long time, Helping Hands is making a difference in those people's lives.
And I can imagine too that people that do lose their jobs, it's been hard for them to regain gainful employment, and this continued service helps feed their need of...
That's right, Aaron. I work in the back where we prepare the food, but I do, you know, get a chance every now and then to walk out and talk with some of the clients. And, you know, as much as I like these people, I'd rather they not have to keep coming back. And I know that they don't want to be in the situation that they're in, but you're right. There's a lot of factors that play into their situation, and it's just good that we can do a little bit to stretch out their food income so that they can focus on other needs that they have, perhaps medicine or going back to school to a community college or something to get a better training for a better job.
Well, how do people help? You know, it's not just as simple as walking to. You can get sponsorships and that sort of thing, correct?
Right. And I hope we can share this information a few times. The best thing that people can do, the walk is this Sunday, so time is wasting here, but if they'll call me at 842-5148, again, it's 842-5148, I will gladly set them up with the sponsor form. I can run it out to you or put it in the mail first thing. And basically what you do is you ask your friends, your family, business associates, if they'll sponsor you in the walk. You basically just have, you know, say, I'm crop walking this Sunday. Can you give me $5? Can you give me $10? Can you give me whatever? And, you know, just tell them what it's for. And then you bring that sponsor form with you to Knoxville High School this Sunday, October 7th at 1 p.m. And we'll start the walk shortly after everybody arrives by 1:30. And that's how you make a difference.
And the walk is kind of a loop, so if you only have time to do a mile, that's great. If you can do all 3.1, that's great too.
Right. We do have a shorter route that's right around the area of the high school. We're a little bit challenged this year because of the construction going on over there, so I still have to figure out that route. But yeah, I tell people if they just want to walk to the corner and back, or if the weather's not good, we've done that before. That's great. We'll take the time and the effort you can give. But the big loop, a little over 3 miles, it goes through the county park, and it's generally beautiful during the fall. So we're hoping that we'll have great weather this Sunday.
All right, anything else you'd like to add, Pat?
Again, I just want to emphasize that people can call me at 842-5148. There also is a way to help online. You can go to Church World Service, all one word, churchworldservice.org. Across the top, there's a bar that says Crop Walks, and then you can very easily find Iowa and local walks in Iowa, and you can either donate there or get more information on our walk. But again, the quickest, fastest way would be to contact me at 842-5148.
All right, well, thanks, Pat, very much for being here today.
Aaron, thanks again.